Hello, welcome back to Autism with a Voice. It's been a very long time since we've been, well, on the podcast ever since Anchor merged with Spotify. I got my little bud, my service dog in training, Duke. You will most likely hear him running around in the background. It's been an incredible past year, actually, since we've done anything on the podcast channel. I can't believe it's gone to this point, but here we are with it. We had a lot of mental challenges running our way, and we've had a lot of schoolwork that is going on, as well as Duke coming into my life. He's sniffing around. We got some potatoes cooking for him. But this is a brief introduction into a new beginning of Autism with a Voice. I'm going to do everything I can to get an episode out once a week, get back to that standard. But today, for now, let's take it easy and have fun. I should be releasing a new episode sometime today or tomorrow. On elections this season, this new season, we are going to be more what can we do to help autistic people thrive and succeed in this world and also help other disabilities in the process. But until then, thank you, and thank you for staying tuned in. Until next time, see you on Autism or I am distracted by my dog acting like the little fluff ball that he is. I'm probably going to end up having to post a picture with him on the Facebook channel. Until next time, I hope to see you guys, or I hope you can tune in and listen to some Autism with a Voice. Thank you and see you soon. Bye bye. Hello, welcome back to Autism with a Voice. Today we are going to talk about autism and politics. This is a really scary subject, and it makes me uncomfortable personally because I've always had a long-standing rule of keep politics out of Autism with a Voice. And for rightfully so, the world of politics is incredibly scary. It really does terrify me to pull it onto here because I may actually get some serious backlash on it. But at the end of the day, politics sadly affects people with disabilities in general, not just autistic people, but people in general or people with disabilities in general in the way that we get support and get our needs met. So, let's get down to it. So, the world of politics with autism is extremely chaotic, to say the least. One side says one thing, and another side says another thing. And vice versa. It's like Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party. Everyone is like pointing in multiple direction, and it's insane. It's insane that we are this crazy with politics. Do I go left, right, middle, between? In all of those directions, it's chaotic to say the least. And people always think are always asking the question, wait, who do I go to? Who do I vote for? That would be incredibly beneficial to autistic people. Well, if you tune into my other life or into my other parts of my life as a disability rights activist in general, the disability rights activist that is Justin Boatner, then you would probably see that I am extremely blue. I am more of a Democrat than Joe Biden, than Joe Biden is. And that is a clear statement. And you know what? I should have said political warning because it is going to get political. So, yes, for me, I am a registered Democrat. Not just that, but a very progressive Democrat. Now, I'm not going to push my views out on people on what side they should be going to. For me, as a Democrat, I try to maintain a level of bias towards my part. I try to maintain a new, or what I'm trying to say is, I try to maintain a level of neutrality when it comes down to Autism with a Voice, but politically, I'm always going to be biased towards the Democratic Party, rightfully so. But yeah, now when it comes down to politics, it's really mixed. There are some good Republicans and some, and everyone has good people on both sides of the political spectrum. But it really does go boils down to action speaks louder than words. For example, hope Don Byers is not watching this or listening to this. And if he is, I am sorry, Congressman, but let's get down to it. Let's take, for example, my Congressman, Don Beyer. What he does as a congressman is get down onto the floor and introduce proposals to the federal government on what we should be doing or what federal laws we should be instituting. Now, if I was Don Beyer, at the end of the day, I am working in the best interest of the people. And if I see something, or if my staff sees something that can be beneficial to me, or not beneficial to me, but beneficial to my people, then I will go down that route. And that's what any elected official will be doing. So I go onto the grounds and introduce a proposal and act in the favor of my people. That is how generally politics should be acting. And that is the action speaking louder than words. Action speaking louder than words is literally you getting onto the ground and doing stuff, or elected officials getting onto the ground and doing stuff. And that is really a big take on the matter. Action speaks louder than words. Every elected official should be acting in the best interest of people, of their people in general, but also taking into consideration of people with disabilities. So, for instance, if I was my congressman, I would try to increase budgets or increase spending in certain areas to help my people succeed, to thrive, to move forward in the world, to be more successful, be more productive members of society. Now, when it boils down to autistic people, these are the areas we should be targeting. We should be looking at in the terms of support for autistic people in general. First of all, increase support in research on autism. And I don't mean by going to that horrible organization called Autism Speaks. I mean by supporting organizations that sit down and spend money on programs in general that research and do things in the best interest of autistic people. On the top of that, increasing taxes, I know it's an unpopular subject, but we need to be increasing taxes so we have more money to spend on programs such as SSI, or I cannot say it, I cannot, it's difficult to say. Social Security income. There we go. On Social Security income, and we should also be increasing the spending on Medicaid and Medicare. Medi-Cal, whatever you call it. Any program that's in any amount of money that can increase the spending of Medicaid and Medicare are greatly needed for autistic people. Now, these are the breakdowns on reasons why we need to be increasing the spending on Medicaid and Medicare as well as SSI and improving that area. And also increasing taxes. Let's give it a good breakdown, and I may be all over the place. When we increase SSI, then what does that mean? That means per month, the autistic individual is able to have a lot more to spend. Or people with disabilities in general have a lot more to spend. They can effectively put that money towards things that can help them succeed. Now, at the end of the day, people will say, oh, SSI is laziness. No, it's not. A lot of people with disabilities depend on SSI. And the way that SSI is set up in America is it's a mess, all right? It's a huge mess. The factor that we get an allotment of around $750 a month, and we are not able to save that money, or we're not able to save more than $7,000 or more than $10,000 or $2,000 or more than $2,000 is also disappointing. So increasing SSI helps, but also increasing the amount of money that we can save. That is where we get into the law aspect of politics. We should be increasing how much someone with a disability can save, because it's a lot more expensive to live in this country than ever before. People will always claim, well, it's inflation causing the problem. It's President Biden causing inflation. Inflation has been around for a while. It's been happening for a very long time. It's been coming for a very long time. It happens. Inflation happens to every country around the world. At the end of the day, we get through it. But back onto the subject. Yes, we need to be increasing SSI in the abilities to live in this country. We need to be increasing how much someone with a disability can save so they can be more productive. So those are the areas that we should be looking at increasing spending in. We should also be increasing the spending into Medicaid slash Medicare, because on the ground with Medicaid, I could personally tell you that it is absolutely terrible. Medicaid is absolutely ridiculous. In a whole nut job of a sense, people with disabilities struggling to get the medications, the care, and what they need to survive. Literally, my grandma died without the right care due to Medicaid. She had cancer, and it was not enough to save her life. She died not receiving the treatment that she needed. It's not great at all. So we need to be increasing the spending of Medicaid. So that means increasing the spending of personal assistance, incontinence supplies, therapies, looking at ways that we can improve dental care, because let's be honest, when you're autistic, going to the dentist is a effing nightmare. Sorry, but language alert, it's a fucking nightmare from hell. When you're going to the dentist while on the autism spectrum, it is a nightmare. And only the Only the wealthiest people can afford the highest class dentists around the world to get their teeth worked on with general anesthesia and stuff that can actually be beneficial to autistic people. So increasing the spending in that area is critically important. Now, why do we need to be raising taxes? Now, this may be sounding like something boring from a Democrat saying that we need to raise taxes, but there is a good reason behind it. And it boils down to multiple factors to our country. First of all, when we raise taxes, we are able to spend more, get more out of our wealth, out of what we spend on taxes. So, for instance, SSI, Medicaid slash Medicare, gets a massive boost in funding. We increase taxes significantly. And yes, we are paying into it. But like any other developed country around the world, taxes is not even something that that people argue about. They go about it in their normal life. And that is how it is. In America, I don't understand why we have this prejudice towards raising taxes because it doesn't make any sense. So at the end of the day, we need to be understanding that we earn our way into our country. The best way to think about it is this: we pay into our country's interests. But this is where I'm gonna get a little libertarian on it. Sorry, but not I'm like I said, I am a Democrat, but I believe in heavy amounts of transparency. Where are we putting our money into? Because transparency is key. That is what earns the people's trust. So yeah. So when it comes down to it, electing people that will raise taxes will be significantly helpful to raising SSI. SSI, Medicaid, and Medicare. That is what we need to be doing all across the board. Now, also, it's not just about raising taxes on the ground and putting that into Medicaid and Medicare and, sorry, I have gastro reflux. It's not just about raising taxes on the ground and putting that into Medicaid and Medicare and SSI and all that type of stuff. It's also about putting funding into research that funds research in autism. And that actually helps us better understand autism without us significantly burning a hole through our pocket. The federal government puts our taxes into the research that we need to better understand autism. And that is what we need to be doing all across the board. Now, also, let's get down to other factors. When it comes down to electing elected officials, they need to be willing to sit down and pass laws that benefits autistic people in general, people with disabilities in general, and the well understanding of disability rights. So, for instance, an elected official let me catch my breath. An elected official that has plans on updating the Americans with Disabilities Act. That is another massive factor. Let's say for this, for me, I do have incontinence. I do have to wear diapers slash briefs because of that. Let's say there is an elected official that says, I will personally put a bill on the ground in Washington, D.C. to put height adjustable changing stations in the ADA. Clap, clap, clap. That's actually a good thing because height adjustable changing stations benefit autistic people that are not able to be toilet trained or has incontinence. That is a massive benefit. When we have people like that, that is actually helpful. Now, When it comes down to it, it all boils down to what is this elected official willing to do to benefit people with disabilities? What laws do they want to put in place? And how are they going to execute those laws? And it's quite interesting how we look at the matter. But when it comes down to it, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. For me, as a Democrat, I will always say, I will not tell you who to vote for, but I will make the recommendation on voting for the Democratic Party at the end of the day. And it's just a recommendation. Take it or leave it. The reason why is because the Democratic Party is constantly passing good laws that are actually benefiting autistic people and giving them the resources that they need to succeed. That is what we need to be doing. Not many Republicans are doing this. Not many. Plural. And there are a lot of Democrats and independents that are pushing the narrative of, well, how can we are pushing the narrative or pushing for not the narrative, but pushing the for laws and increased spending to help autistic people succeed. So, when it comes down to it, electing an elected official, either Democrat or Republican, is ideal, but also listen to everyone and ask questions. As the people of this country, we have a moral responsibilities to call our elected officials and say, hey, I would like to talk with you about these issues and get your understanding on them. For me, I'm constantly in contact with my delegate, my senator, my state and federal senator, and my congressman, as well as all of the council members in Arlington. When it comes down to it, I stay heavily in contact because it helps my community at the end of the day, autistic people. So get heavily involved, but also don't jump to conclusions on politics. Don't jump to conclusions and understand everyone's side. But until next time, if you have any questions, feel free to comment on it. But until next time, have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.